Jerry Bader Show, 1007 Celine Dion, Jason's classic cut during the Christmas season. Oh, Holy Night. All right, let's do this thing. We'll do this to start this half hour. There are other things I want to get to in the show, but I've been encouraging women to be prepared to call in on this topic. And I have posted this on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Bader page. We'll get to that in just a moment. Just a second. First, however, I just checked Amazon. Scott Walker's book is now approaching 4 stars. It's 3.5 stars. Since we've been beating the drums, it's gotten 247 five-star reviews. It has 191 one-star reviews. Not much in between, by the way, so you can see what's going on. And I changed my approach on this. I said, don't review it unless you read it. I thought, to hell with that, because that's after, then I found out, that was before I found out, that AFSCME had posted this on their Facebook page with 80,000 some followers, encouraging people to trash it even though they hadn't read it. So we're fighting fire with fire. Let's see if we can get Governor Walker's book to 5 stars. Just go to Amazon.com, type in Scott Walker, give it a 5-star review, but admit that you haven't read it and that you're doing it just to support him. Unlike the union goons who have way too much time on their hands, can't let go of their hatred, and are being dishonest about it. All right. This is from Yahoo. There's a picture online that has generated a lot of controversy. This is the second woman to stir this pot. Her name is, she's a Norwegian soccer wife and fitness blogger, Carolyn Berg Eriksson. She posted a selfie, that's a picture you take of yourself, with a flat stomach, bra and panties selfie to her 45,000 Instagram followers. She has just an incredible body. What? 245,000 Instagram. I said 245. You just didn't hear the two. I said 245,000. All right, go back to that original story, if you would. Okay. Here you go. Now, she looks absolutely smoking. I mean, she has this fabulous body in her bra and panties 4 days after giving birth. Listen to some of this response. This is not a selfie. This is an act of war, writes one Australian blogger in response to the image, just one of many blogs, news outlets, body image experts, and social media commenters around the world to weigh in on the matter in the past few days, putting the photo at the center of a major online body image controversy. This whole situation has become ludicrous. The competition for women to give birth and then immediately remove any trace from their bodies that they ever carried a child is obscene. There is no other word for it. Another blogger calls, by the way, that's not me, that's a blogger talking. Another blogger calls the photo of Eriksson, who was married to pro soccer player Lars Christian Eriksson, wildly provocative. Is that an insult or a compliment? Eriksson posted the photo of herself on Instagram along with the caption, "I feel so empty," 4 days after birth, igniting the online backlash. Twitter users called Eriksson and her washboard abs intimidating, unhelpful, obviously a freak, and unfair to all women. Australian Telegraph writer Sarah Lamarquan offers a mixed review of the situation, tweeting that, yes, Ericsson is a shameless exhibitionist, but warning in her column that slamming the super fit and genetically freakish likes of her is merely another form of judgment, and mothers are forced to contend with far too much of that already. On Instagram itself, the controversial photo has been liked more than 21,000 times, and comments have been made, have been overwhelmingly positive, again on Instagram where she did this in the first place. It's all just the latest online blow-up in the ongoing discussion about pregnancy and body image. Mother and fitness blogger Maria Kang polarized Facebook readers twice recently for posting a hyper-fit photo of herself and asking, "What's your excuse?" and then for criticizing plus-size women for posing proudly in their lingerie. Australian mom-to-be Lonnie Jane Anthony recently spoke out about her raw vegan diet, prompting critics to publicly ponder whether her lifestyle was harming her baby. I want to hear from women on this. Do you think this woman, well, these women, because there are two of them, several days after birth, which, look, all of us know is unusual to say the least, they look like superstar models. Why, let's see, here's another one. Women are sick of this omnipresent pressure to get our bodies back. And when you're juggling a newborn's needs, running on no sleep, and trying to take care of yourself, that's a toxic message, notes Claire Misko, author of Does This Pregnancy Make Me Look Fat? The argument here is that this will make women do harmful things to live up to this standard. I'd like to hear from a handful of women here. Do you celebrate these women, or do you think they are hurting women everywhere, as their critics claim? 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but I'd like to hear, especially if you've had a baby or two, I'd like to hear from women. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 1013.
Jerry Bader Show.